Hello, I'm Amber, and you're listening to BBC LearningEnglish.com. In Weekender today, we listen to an interview with explorer Rosie Stancer. In March, Rosie sets off on her latest expedition, walking solo, on her own, to the North Pole. Rosie has already trekked all the way to the South Pole, so if she succeeds in this latest challenge, she'll be the first woman to reach both poles solo. We catch up with Rosie on a training exercise in Canada in Resolute Bay. She talks about the landscape she's preparing to encounter, including the polar bears, what it's like training with the army, and what she thinks about when she's on a grueling solo expedition. First, though, Rosie describes what it's like in the Arctic, the northern polar region, where her next expedition will take place. As you listen, try to catch some of the different colours she mentions.
It is quite ethereal. It is quite out of this world. It's like being on a different planet, and it's breathtakingly beautiful on a good day. The Arctic, unlike the Antarctic, is actually very colourful. You've got very rich spatial blues and aquamarines, and then you've got all the startling different range of whites, and then the treacle black of the water.
It sounds stunning, doesn't it? Incredibly beautiful. Rosie says there are rich, strong blues, spatial blues, blues that make you think of space, and aquamarines, blues that make you think of the colours of water. And there are all different kinds of white, and the water looks treacle black as treacle. Treacle is a thick, brown, sticky, sweet liquid. Next, Rosie talks about the polar bears she'll meet and how she must respect them because she's on their territory, their land. As you listen, try to catch how she describes herself while she's in the polar bear's environment.
Well, I have to respect them because, after all, I'm on their territory. I'm but a house guest, as it were. They are part of that environment. They are dangerous and they are very proficient stalkers, but they're curious.
So she's a house guest of the polar bears when she's in the Arctic. And she has to be very careful because the polar bears are excellent hunters. They are very proficient stalkers. But for now, she's training hard with the army. And what is that like? As you listen, try to catch the expression the army uses to describe thinking problems out in extreme situations, when you are on your knees with exhaustion.
They're excellent because they push you physically into this different zone, in other words, until you're on your knees, and then they make you think things out. Command tasking, they call it. So in other words, you're forced into situations where you're knackered and you have to work things out for yourself. And this is precisely what I'm going to have to do when I'm out there on my own.
Command tasking. That's what the army call thinking through difficult problems in extreme situations. And Rosie uses a very informal word to describe exhaustion, to be knackered. Finally, she explains what she thinks about when she's exhausted, desperate, and lonely. How does she push herself on?
Well, first of all, strangely, I've never felt lonely. Secondly, in a perverse sort of way, I actually enjoyed the psychological challenge. It's the exploration. It's not geographical exploration. It's the exploration of one's own boundaries, that you're pushing yourself beyond, way beyond your normal boundaries. And how are you finding it? What are you discovering? How far can you push?
So Rosie enjoys exploring her own boundaries, her own limits as a person. And we wish her well on her solo expedition to the North Pole in March. Now, here's a list of the language we focused on in the programme today. Solo. Spatial. Treacle. Territory. a house guest. Proficient stalkers. Command tasking. Exploring your own boundaries. More entertainment news stories and language explanations next time at bbclearningenglish.com.